the creeks. We hear them called the Muskogee Creeks.
Muskogee is our word for ourselves, and as the people from Europe discovered us, each of those nations gave us a different name of their own. The Spanish called us Appalachians. The Appalachian Mountains get their name from that. The French called us Tallapooses, and the English called us Creeks because all of our towns were settled next to a moving water.
So they came out of Alabama and Georgia borders.
Their original area was actually much broader than that and extended to the Florida Panhandle, the Georgia coast, some parts of South Carolina, and on up into the Tennessee River Valley.
And did we have the lower creeks and the upper creeks, lower creeks of McIntosh?
Again, that's an outsider's designation. The creeks don't think of themselves that way. But to the British, they found creeks living in the plains, and they called them lower creeks. They found creeks living in the mountains, and they called them upper creeks.
Out of the creek mission education came the University of Tulsa.
Absolutely.
Rob, tell us the beginning. How did that work?
They received lands in Muskogee, and then they had to come back to the Creek Council for permission to sell those lands to buy lands in Tulsa and form what then was Kendall College and later became the University of Tulsa. Up until the time of the Civil War, missionaries were actually prohibited from coming into the Creek Nation. But after the Civil War, more and more missionaries were let in. Robert Lockridge was a very significant leader among the Presbyterian missionaries, and most of the work of the Presbyterians was done up and down the Arkansas River. There were also significant work by the Baptists and the Methodists, mostly down on the different branches of the Canadian rivers. And to this day, the traditional churches among the Muskogee people down south are either identified with the Indian Baptist Conference or the Indian Methodist Conference.
We've just touched on the Civil War. We don't need to talk much about it, but the Civil War was really devastating to the Muskogee Nation.
Oh, absolutely. The same forces that tore the United States apart tore the Muskogee people apart. You had people that allied with the North and people that allied with the South, and you had people that switched sides for different reasons in between. The most significant thing about that is, of the 10,000 loyal Creeks that tried to make it into Kansas for federal protection, only 5,000 lived to come home, and it was a very devastating time for the Muskogee people. With all these events, with removal, with the Red Stick War, with the Civil War, it's always the traditional people that sustained the most significant loss of life, and that has cost us a lot of cultural knowledge that died with people who were not able to pass it along.
Mm-hmm.